Welcome back, Pokemon fans. This is Professor Chris G, and right beside me is good old Dougie Fresh. Say hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
And this is a different type of intro that we are doing for you this week. As we referenced last week, this is a two-parter episode, not titled as a two-parter, but it is a two-parter. So the way that we recorded these episodes was we actually did it back-to-back. So we didn't actually take a break in between episodes like we normally do. Right, Doug?
No, we literally just kept rolling. I don't know about you, but I had both episodes up in separate windows.
Yep.
So when it got to a point where I was comfortable with the end of episode one, I just closed that window and just kept going because they literally replayed the final 30 seconds.
Yep.
Episode nine. So it literally was like, no, you can keep going.
So We literally ran one big file. That's why this episode is starting the way that it is. So we just wanted to take a brief second and let you, the fans, know why this episode is the way that it is. It does not have any backfiller dialogue like we normally do. We'll be back to that next week on the final episode. But here you are. Go ahead and enjoy part two of our Pokemon episode. This episode, just so I cover all bases, is called Satoshi and Latios, or translated into English, Ash and Latios. So this episode starts right off, and Latios is, we basically get a recap of the last 30 seconds of the episode that we literally just covered. So we can actually, if you're following along with us, we are on the next episode, and you can go ahead and skip all the way to the title sequence. And we're back to Pikachu doing the episode, and they actually got the title right with Wiki. It's Satoshi and Latios.
Yes, because we'll as we saw at the end of the last episode, Team Rocket has split.
Yes. So Latios is flying straight up into the air, and it's looking around. It's like, Latios, where are you? Where are you? And Brock and Misty walk over, and Brock is like, that vision, it had a dream, and it was sharing it with us. And he's like, it's a power that lets us see what Latios sees through Latias. And
yeah, that's not confusing.
I know.
Fuck me.
Think of it like back in Spanish class. Latias is a girl. Latios is a boy. So you can think of it like that. And Ash is calling up to Latias, and is like, Latias, where's Latios right now? And Latias comes right down and is like, it starts sharing its vision into Ash's head again. And Brock is like, Ash. And Latias and Ash are sitting there staring at each other. And it's at that very moment, we don't see what it just shared to Ash. But Ash is like, I got it, Latias. And Latias is like, come on, let's go. Ash calls Hawlucha and Infernape back into its Pokeball. And Brock sends out his Steelix, and they all jump on top of Steelix, and they start riding. Pikachu's riding on top of Latias, and they're riding through the forest, and they're going through all the trees, making their way through. And Ash is like, have you been watching over us all this time, Latias? and they have a slight vision back to all the episodes that we have covered the past 10 weeks at this point.
And we, yeah.
Yeah. And Ash is like, oh man, he's like, that was you all that time. You were the one that saved me. Thank you very much, Latias. And Latias is like, you're welcome. And it starts using its vision again. And then all of a sudden, all the trees vanish because we're now in Latias's vision. And Pikachu is looking around. It's like, oh, what's going on? What is this?
This is some trippy shit.
Yeah, for real. And it's at this point we see Latios coming up from the ground. And Latios is flying and it's using its own psychic power too. But it's at this point, Latios is not alone. It's being chased by Hydreigon and some trainer that has that has glasses on that are broken. So this trainer has been going through the ringer, I guess we can say, with this Latios, and it's trying to capture this Latios real quick. And Ash is like, who is that? And this guy, he has a nice golden glove on, and he then goes, don't think you can escape me, Latios. And Latios looks behind it, and Ash is like, look out! And it's at this point that this trainer shoots out some type of laser out of this hand cannon, and the vision goes away, and Latias and all of our heroes are back in the forest, and Latias is like, oh no, what happened? And Ash is like, Latias, what happened? What happened to the vision? And it just shoots up into the air and starts looking around. Doug, I'm going to send this part on over to you, my brother.
So Latias is, you know, panicked, and she's, you know, flailing around. Every few seconds, she tries to use her vision, and poor Pikachu didn't have the foresight to, you know, or couldn't really, because Latias never really stopped flying. So Pikachu is just on Latias's head, and Pikachu's just holding on for dear life, and this is when we find out that the trainer that was chasing Latios is just being generalized as a Pokemon hunter.
Yes.
So they couldn't even give the poor fella a name. And like, well, you know, the sun's going down and it's not going to be much help, you know, searching in the dark. We should rest. And Ash is like, I'm with that. And he gets on top of Steelix and he's like, Latios will be okay. He's not going to lose to some crumb bum Pokemon hunter. And he's like, he'll contact you again. And, you know, Latios stops because she's, you know, processing what Ash is saying. And Pikachu's just, oh God, thank God, you stopped. I wasn't gonna, oh Jesus Christ. And, Latias is like, well, this is still some bullshit. And Pikachu's like,
bullshit. Kind of I'm the one sitting on top of you.
Patting her on the head. And I think it's part, you know, they're there, it'll be okay. And it's part, thank you, Jesus, for stopping.
I was about to fall off of you. Stilix was going to have me for lunch if he had to catch me.
And Latias kind of nods his head. And then we see that the sun has gone down and we are into Team Rocket headquarters. And we see that it seems that Meowth is the first one to kind of reach base.
Yes.
And he's like, I am going to become a Team Rocket legend, even if I have to do it alone. and you know one determined kitty, and then we see James, and he's like, ah, yes, whole headquarters. And once again, I didn't clock this on the first watch, but he repeats the same line. He's like, I'm going to become a Team Rocket legend even if I have to do it myself. And he, like, takes a massive, you know, big dick energy stab. He's like, ah! And we find out that Jesse got the balloon in the divorce. And...
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I really did. I loved the attention to detail that Jesse is like, yeah, I'm still not walking anywhere. I'm going to get this balloon. Something tells me off screen they all met up at the balloon and Jesse was like, you guys really want to fight me over this? And they're like, no. And then they just walked away.
So we then cut back to our heroes, and we see that they've kind of made camp for the night. You know, Brock is making what looks to be a stew, and we see off in the distance, and Latias is still just kind of looking off on the horizon, and, you know, Brock is dishing out some food, and he goes over to Ash, and he's like, he's got a bowl of Pokemon food for Pikachu, and he's got a, you know, a plate of stew for Ash, and he's like, so you were mentioning that Latias was hurt when you found her, and he's like, I wonder if it was attacked by that same hunter, and Ash is like, well, and that would explain why only Latias was able to escape. And Misty kind of walks up and he's like, maybe Latios sacrificed himself to allow Latias. This is going to suck. allow Latias to get away. And
wait until we got to do the movie with Latios and Latias.
Yeah, I might be sick that day. So Ash walks up with his food and he's like, pardon me. He's like, oh, Latias, you have to eat. Why don't you come eat with us? And Pikachu's like, this is good shit. And he picks up one kibble and he like throws it. He's like, it's good shit. And Ash sits down and he's like, you know, why don't you rest? You're going to have to do a lot of flying tomorrow. And he's like, we're going to save Latios. And he's like, but you seriously can't battle on an empty stomach. And he holds out one piece of kibble. And, you know, Latias loves it. And he's like, I told you it was good shit. And
just starts eating, you know, right out of Ash's hands.
Eating out of Ash's hand, and they all sit down, and it's real nice and wholesome. And then we cut back, and we see that the sun is gently cresting over the mountain. And we cut, and Latios is in a, like, a regenerating spring.
Yes,
and
a cave. It looks like this cave is where, like, it's been untouched by human, and the spring has like healing powers. We've seen this in the past, and
yes,
in other Pokemon episodes. So I'm guessing this is one of those Pokemon made not touched by human like springs.
So, you know, Latios gets enough energy and it kind of sits up and it sends out like a psychic wave, and Latios catches that. He's like, what's that? And
stood up like a dog. Like when the mailman is coming over to the house, like, wait a minute, whoa, what was that? Where?
And, you know, obviously somebody as big as Latios, you know, snapping to attention is going to send everybody else up. And then, you know, we see the Brock and Ash, you know, were men. And, you know, they stayed outside, and old Princess Misty was in the tent, and she kind of pokes her head out, like, what the fuck's going on? And it'd be real slick if I could actually yawn there, but I couldn't do it. Latias kind of looks at Ash and is like, I got one of those tingles.
We got to go now.
And then we're with the hunter. He's searching around for Latios, and he sees Latias and Steelix. And, you know, then we see they're bobbing and weaving through the trees again. Then they come up to the cave. And Latias is like, this is it. He's like, bet. And everybody goes in, and before they go in, Brock returns Steelix. And they come up to the spring where Latios is kind of just chilling. And he, like, gets his heckles up. He's like, you brought people. And
immediately Latias and Pikachu are sitting there, and they're like, no, we're good, they're good. And Latios at this moment still does not trust Ash, Misty, or Brock, and Latias is sitting there and is like, no, they're good. And Latios is about to sit here and attack them, and it starts speeding over towards our heroes. And this could not have helped at all. But
no.
Latios goes in to stop Latias goes in to stop Latios, and Pikachu.
It's not easy, is it?
No, it is not. And Pikachu jumps off of Latias's back and does an Iron Tail straight down on Latios, causing a lot of the stones and crystals and all that inside of the cave to start disintegrating. And Pikachu goes back and stands next to Latias and our heroes. And Pikachu is like, we're good. We're friends. And Latios is like, the fuck you are. You just hit me with a goddamn Iron Tail. And then we go to Who's That Pokemon? This week it is Latios. So last week, Latias, and this week, Latios. It was good. And Latios is still in a frenzy. Latias goes flying in to Latios and is like, they're good, I promise. And Ash even reiterates that. And it's like, Latios, we're here to help you. And Latios is like, no, I hate humans. And Ash walks in. He's like, my name is Ash. He's like, I want to help you. Latias is like, yeah. And Latios is just staring at Ash. Pikachu runs in on the stones. I'm sorry I did an Iron Tail on you, but we're here to help you. Latias flies in and is like, yes, calm down. Latios is like, no, I don't trust any of you, and you brought humans here. I don't trust you either. Then all of a sudden we get some psychic beams just fly out of the air, and it hits Pikachu, Latios, and Latias. And it's at that point that Latios and Latias get hit. They fall into the spring that Latios was recovering in, and immediately they are recovered. As soon as they were hit, they come up, and this is where we see the Pokemon Hunter and his Hydreigon, and he comes over and he's like, Hydreigon, crunch, and they all use all three heads do a crunch attack. Two of them bite Latios and Latias in the neck and just holds them there, and Brock and Misty is like, oh no, we gotta help. So they send out their Pokeballs, and we don't even get to see what the Pokeballs are because Hydreigon uses Mudshot and just shoots the Pokeballs before they release the Pokemon.
And yeah, it's the first time I've ever seen that happen.
I know. I thought that was so cool. I was like, oh, you wait this many seasons to pull out some punches like that? And Ash is coming out of the water because Pikachu fell into the water when it was attacked with those lasers. And he picks up Pikachu. Pikachu seems to be okay because it healed in the springs. And Ash is like, let Latias and Latios go. And the Pokemon Hunter is like, thank you for guiding me all this way, even bringing me a Latias. I was only here for Latios. And as it turns out, luck is still on my side. And Ash is like, what are you saying? This isn't funny. And Pikachu's like, yeah. And this Pokemon Hunter is like, why? This is their destiny. He's like, they're beautiful, meaning they're valuable. And Latios and Latias is still being grabbed by two of the heads from this Hydreigon. And Hydreigon, the middle head is just sitting there smiling. And Latios goes and gets free by using one of its wings that it had free. And Latias is still captured. And this is when this Pokemon Hunter says, Hydreigon, use Dragon Pulse. And it's getting ready to use Dragon Pulse on Latias. And it's at this point, the Pokemon Hunter, I'm sorry, people, this episode is probably best if you watch it as we're going through it, because
very little downtime.
Yeah, very little downtime, people. So we probably should have prefaced that before we started. But this is one of those episodes that you're probably going to need to watch as we're going through. But the Pokemon Hunter takes out its hand cannon and points it right at Latios and is like, yeah, that's right. If you move, you know what happens to Latias. And Hydreigon is getting ready to use its attack. Ash jumps up and jumps right on top of Hydreigon from the rock and attacks the Pokemon Hunter. Is like, you stop that now. And he starts firing off that little hand cannon at the ceiling, and you see it's just like doing some weird things to all the crystals that's inside of the cave. Doug, I'm not gonna hog all the action. I'm gonna hand over this next part over to you with Ash on top of Hydreigon.
So Ash and the Hunter are still going at it. They're like, you get away from Latios. You stay out of my business. And Latios sees this opportunity, and it kind of like dive bombs the whole pile. And in the commotion, Hydreigon releases its grip on Latios. Latios goes tumbling to the ground. The Hunter, you know, finally pries Ash off of his arm. Is get out of my way, and he like chucks him, and Ash, you know, it turns into like a parkour master and does like a superhero landing on the rock. And he looks down at both Latias and Latios, and he's like, "You're finished." And he fires his cannon, and it like freezes Latias, because Latias gets up and takes the shot that I imagine was intended for Latios.
It turns it into a metallic Pokemon.
Okay.
So that's a way that we can describe it. It turned Latios into like a still metallic like statue.
There, a big paperweight.
Yep.
And Hydreigon swoops down and picks up Latias in one of its jaws, and Latios is like, oh, what are you doing? And the hunter's like, oh, don't worry, I got one for you too. And he's like shooting, and Latios is dodging, and he tells Hydreigon to use Dragon Pulse, which obviously it still can do because it's got two free heads. And Latios gets out of the way of one blast, but he gets caught by the second one, and he tumbles down. And then the hunter's closing in, and Ash is like, use Thundershock, Pikachu. And, you know, Pikachu fires, and the hunter kind of bails up, and Brock throws out his Steelix. And, well, I was waiting for the Pokeball to open. He's like, use Stone Edge, and then Pikachu uses his made-up Electroweb attack, and
it's not made up. He learned it a couple seasons ago.
it's made up. It's okay. It's a kid's show. And the hunter's pissed. He's like, this is some bullshit. You're sticking your nose where it doesn't belong. And so he goes to leave, and he tells Latios to follow him. And Latios, he's going to do it. And he goes to get up, but he's too injured, so he collapses. And then Ash throws out his...
Swellow.
And so it evolves. Yes. And he's like, follow the hunter. And Swellow's like, bet. And everybody runs over to Latios and like, are you okay? And Brock pulls out like his healing spray. And he's like, you'll be okay. Just stay still for a second. And Latios is like, bah. And he swats it away because obviously he doesn't trust anybody. And Ash gets down on a knee. And he's like, we have to treat your wounds. And Pikachu's like, you're down bad, fam.
You need help.
And Pikachu kind of, it's kind of the same speech as last week, except he's not talking to a mime. He's like, on my honor as a Pokemon, I promise that, you know, we have the best of intentions, and we're not meaning to hurt. We're here to help, but obviously we can't help with you being wounded. And him and Latios kind of getting a shouting match, and Latios tries to bow up like one last time, and Pikachu's like, oh, don't fucking test me. And he kind of looks back as Ash picks up the bottle. He's like, look, I want to help save Latios as well, and I know you do as well. And Latios is like, oh, fine. You want to know what's going on here? And he, like, does the memory flash thing. And
that comes in handy a lot.
He's like, that's awesome. Well, it's a crutch, really. And he's like, all right, let's get you healed up, and we can, we can head out. And we see that it stings, obviously, but, it's necessary. And we see Latios go barreling through the forest, and like Ash and like Pikachu are like barely hanging on, because it almost seems like Latios is like trying to or something.
Yes.
But you can see that it's going so fast that it's like re-injuring himself. And Ash kind of sees the wound happening and is like trying to put his hand over it, and Latios kind of looks back real quick. He's like, maybe he's not so bad after all. And we come to the beach, and Ash is like, he's over there. And the hunter's like, ah, they found me. And
kind of convenient, right?
Kind of convenient. It's almost like it's a cartoon or something. And, Swellow and Latios are chasing the hunter, and the Hunter fires his cannon. He hits Swillow square on. He gets knocked, and Brock just happens to be like Johnny on the spot. And then obviously we see that Swillow is now also a paperweight. And this guy sucks. And, you know, Latios is chasing the Hunter, and he's like banging himself up off against walls. And Misty's like, you know, I think this Hunter led us here on purpose.
And Brock is like, bastard. Yeah. He's like, Steelix, you smackdown. And I know. And Steelix does a big blast out of its mouth and almost hits Hydreigon and the Hunter. This guy never gets a name, by the way.
No, he's literally Pokemon Hunter. I checked Bulbapedia because I was like, he must have a name.
No, he's just Pokemon Hunter. And the Pokemon Hunter takes its like handgun and points it at Steelix. It's like, you're in my way, and just blast, and he hits Steelix, and Steelix literally turns into a metallic steel and just another big paperweight. And Brock is like, Steelix, and Ash is like, oh no. He's like, no way. And he looks over, and the Pokemon Hunter is like, here, you can fly freely. Freely, he's like, so what will you do? And Latios is like, I'm gonna get you. Brock is like, Ash, destroy that mechanism. Okay, so I'm gonna pause this real quick, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
This next line, I mean, I get it's a kid's show and there's not much time left, but there's no real explanation. And a lot of the people that are watching these episodes are kids, but they're people like us that grew up watching these episodes. And we just want to finally see the last few episodes of Ash. Brock says, destroy that mechanism. And if you do, Latias and the others will go back to normal. How the hell does Brock know this?
I think, outside of the It's a Kids Show, and like you said, there's only like, you know, 5 minutes left in the episode, I think he's going off of blind faith a little bit.
Okay.
Because his Steelix is one of those paperweights, and because we literally don't know anything about the Hunter, we don't even know the poor man's name.
You're not.
It's not like he could look it up on a device or something and go, ah, it's one of the metallic freeze rays. All you got to do is break it. Like, I think, I mean, yeah, it is kind of one of those things where if you really sat back and thought about it, you're like, well, this is kind of bullshit. Because surely if you just break the machine,
the Pokemon
paperweights
still,
wherever.
Yeah, they're paperweights. In a real life scenario, there would be a reverse switch where they would have to get the hand mechanism, shoot it at the Pokemon, and then make them come back.
Right.
In a real world. But, I mean, as we find out in this episode, that doesn't happen. But
no.
So Ash tells Latios, he's like, fire an aura spear. And Latios is like, I still don't trust you. And Ash is like, don't worry, I'll handle Latias. And Latios is like, fine. And Pikachu's like, let's go. And it just starts flying towards Hydreigon and this Pokemon Hunter. Hydreigon starts using one of its attacks. Latios dodges it, goes all the way towards the ground, and he drops off Ash. And it's at this point that Latios notices that Hydreigon is wearing some type of strap around its body, and the main mechanism on Hydreigon is at the very bottom. So Latios goes up and crashes into this mechanism on the bottom, and Hydreigon is like, oh, that sucks. And as he hits it, it lets go of Latias, and Latias goes flying down. Ash is a Superman and just grabs Latias right out of the air. And Ash is like, Pikachu, now use your Iron Tail. Pokemon Hunter's like, fuck. And Pikachu's like, yeah. And it just blasts the device right off of his hand. And immediately, as soon as that mechanism is broken, all the Pokemon that were turned into metallic paperweights are turned back into their normal forms. And Brock is like, oh man, I told you it'll work. And this is when Hydreigon and the Pokemon Hunter fall into the nearby lake. Doug, take it away.
So you see Hydreigon reemerge, and we see like a shocked shot of Ash, and then we see the pardon me. We see the hunter, and his mechanism has fallen off, like his little eye patch and shit. And he's like, ah, see, now you've done it. And Latias, like, immediately just goes into rage mode. Hunter tells Hydreigon to use Dragon Pulse, and Latios takes it completely on the chin, and he goes charging in for more, and Ash is like, you gotta hold up, and the hunter's like, you're gonna get crashed into the ground, and he goes to use Crunch, and Latios gets knocked into the rocks, and he's down, and Ash, of all people, runs over and goes, don't be reckless. And I was like, you motherfucker.
that's how you've done. Well, he has matured this past season. But he's
like, that's going to be on your goddamn tombstone. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Ash was reckless until he became champion.
And, you know, Latias sits up and he's pissed. And he's like, look. If you battle with me, you've got a shot at this guy. If you keep going in, you know, freaking Rambo mode, you saw what happened. And Latias is like, are you serious? Fine. And he's like, trust me. And Ash stands up and he's like, trust me, I want to take him down too. And him and Latias kind of have a moment. And the hunter's like, ah, so you've decided to take the reins as his trainer now, huh? And he's like, I'm not going to hold back. And Ash tells Latias to use psychokinesis. And it's this big blue, just blinding light. And Hunter's like, ah, psychic moves still or won't work. And he tells Hydreigon to use Crunch and just evaporates the whole thing. And Hunter's like, where the hell did they go?
And he's like, they vanished.
Ash shouts, Aura Spree! And we see Latias coming from above. And Hydreigon just takes it full force in this big cloud of smoke. And Hydreigon goes tumbling. And this time he hits the ground. He doesn't hit the water. And for the first time in a couple episodes, we see the anime knockout eyes. And Pikachu standing up. He's like, Dodger, fuck yeah, let's go. And Misty's like, this is good shit. And Brock's like, ah, you see, psychokinesis was just a ploy to get Hydreigon towards the ground. And Ash looks at Latias, he's like, we did it. And Latias is like, don't trust you, still don't trust you. And the hunter gets off of Hydreigon and he's like, how dare you? And he's like running and he's just, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you? And Latias does to him what he did to Team Rocket
in the last
at the end of the last episode, and freezes him and just levitates him. And who do you know who just happens to show up in a helicopter but Officer Jenny? And Brock's like, all's well that ends well. And Misty's like, yeah, now, mister, think about what you've done. And he just collapses. He's like, this sucks. And we pan out and we pan back and we're at the edge of a cliff. And as we see that it appears that Latias and Latios are getting ready to leave, and Ash is like, are you sure you should be leaving so soon? You're not even fully healed. And he goes to, like, kind of lay his hand on Latios' cheek, and Latios is like, bah! And Latias is like, hey, come on now, none of that shit. I mean, we're past that now. And Latios is like, yeah, well, I'm still big dick energy. You know, don't be fucking with me. And everybody's kind of tense, and Ash puts his hand down, and he's like, so it is. And he's like, he takes a beat, and he's like, we'll battle again sometime. And Latios is like, yeah, well, we'll see about that. And Latias is like, well, I'm going with him now.
So after all of this, Ash does not get Latias.
Or Latios. Or both of them.
Yeah.
Or nothing. Not even a pat on the back.
But, I mean, we still got one more episode. Maybe he ends up catching both. But I highly doubt it at this point.
At this point, I think we've seen... I think we've seen the end of both Latias and Latios. And, you know, Misty's kind of wondering what kind of home they're returning to. And, you know, Brock's like, maybe even someplace untouched by humans. And Ash is kind of staring off in the distance, you know, trying to be reflective. And Ash is like, maybe I should head back home as well. And Pikachu kind of gets on his shoulders, like, did you say home? And
I'm always wanting to go home.
Like, we had a moment, and then, you know, the narrator kind of is wrapping everything up, and our final shot of the episode is Latias and Latios returning home, kind of has the vibe of Italy, you know, with the canals and stuff, maybe like Rome-ish.
Yes.
And they're like going through the town, and seems like a very chill day, and see a woman get off a swing, and
she was in the Pokemon movie. And Wolf.
I see.
Yeah. So it was a nice little callback.
And then we finally get the to be continued. And that's going to basically be about it.
Yep. And that leaves one episode left. So, bro, we just did two episodes. I know we didn't say how we felt about the last one, but I kind of feel like we can combine both of these into one rating. I already have mine kind of set in my head, but what would you give this, these two episodes combined, and then what would you give them separately as a rating, just so we cover all bases, Doug?
Well, combined, I think this is an easy 4.5.
Yes. I like it.
Maybe it would have been a 5 if he would have maybe caught at least Latias after all that. separately, I think part one's probably a little weaker than part two. I would say maybe part one, maybe about a three, maybe about a 3.5.
Yeah, I can feel you on the 3.5. And then episode four. I mean not four, episode 10.
Well, that's probably 3.5.
So you would give both of them separately 3.5?
Well, no. Part one, episode 9, is probably about a 3. Part two is probably about a 3.5.
Okay.
And I think you bump them together, and I know it doesn't really add up to a 4.5, but if you take the totality of it, I feel like.
Okay. Together, I would give it a 4.5. I do agree. Part one, I would give a 3.5, and I would give part two a 4. Only because we kind of saw everything come together and kind of just break into like one big, like final, like episode as to why Latias. But Latias was following Ash around for a long time. Latios was in trouble for a long time during this whole adventure stuff.
Right.
If that's what was really going on. So come on. I guess Latias didn't really know how to tell Ash what was going on, or maybe it wasn't getting the visions at that point.
No, because we only really saw that once it was clear that Latias was in danger.
Yep. So, but yeah, this was good, Doug. This was real good. And if you're listening to this on Patreon, we did this as one huge big episode for you. And we did part one and part two for obvious reasons. Listening to this on the free feed, we did divide this up into two complete episodes for you. It might have sounded a little weird. I know we kind of prefaced it at the beginning of part two and why we did it. But other than that, it's been a long night, bro. Do you have anything else to add before we get into the last episode next week?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, this episode, or episode, I mean, depending on how you want to, I mean, started out as kind of a wrap-up thing for Team Rocket. Kind of feel like we might get a little something next week because, I mean, the last we saw them, they were all three arriving at headquarters, so they really can't be leaving that dangling.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to watch the last episode.
So am I. So am I, brother. So, all right. Well, other than that, if we don't have anything else to say, Doug, go ahead and give your old goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Professor Chris G telling all of you, thank you so much for following us on all of these episodes. It really does mean a lot. And we will see you next week for the conclusion of the Ash 11 episode series. Have a good night, everybody.